Similarities between public speaking and conversation.
How much time do you spend each day talking to other people? The average adult spends about 30% of her or his waking hours in conversation. As you will see, there are many similarities between daily conversation and public speaking. By the time you finish this chapter, you will have spent much of your life perfecting the art of conversation. You may not realize this, but you already employ a wide range of skills when talking to people. These skills include the following. 1. Organizing your thoughts logically. Suppose you were giving someone directions to get to your house. You wouldn't do it this way. When you turn off the highway, you'll see a big diner on the left, but before that, stay on the highway to exit 67. Usually a couple of the neighbor's dogs are in the street, so go slow after you turn at the blinking light. Coming from your house, you get on the highway through Maple Street. If you pass the taco stand, you've gone too far. The house is blue. Instead, you would take your listener systematically, step by step, from his or her house to your house. You would organize your message. 2. Tailoring your message to your audience. You are a geology major. Two people ask you how pearls are formed. One is your roommate, the other is your 9-year-old niece. You answer as follows. To your roommate, when any irritant, say a grain of sand, gets inside the oyster's shell, the oyster automatically secretes a substance called nacre, which is principally calcium carbonate and is the same material that lines the oyster's shell. The nacre accumulates in layers around the irritant core to form the pearl. To your niece, imagine you're an oyster on the ocean floor. A grain of sand gets inside your shell and makes you uncomfortable. So you decide to cover it up. You cover it with a material called mother of pearl. The covering builds up around the grain of sand to make a pearl. 3. Telling a story for maximum impact. Suppose you are telling a friend about a funny incident at last week's football game. You don't begin with the punchline. Keisha fell out of the stands right under the field. Here's how it started. Instead, you carefully build up your story, adjusting your words and tone of voice to get the best effect. And 4, adapting to listener feedback. Whenever you talk with someone, you are aware of that person's verbal, facial, and physical reactions. Each day in casual conversation, you do all these things many times without thinking about them. You already possess these communication skills, and these are among the most important skills you will need for public speaking.